Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm a little nervous, but I think it'll be all right. We're going to go inside me, Ari Temkin. I hate to refer to myself in the third person, but not literally, of course. Although, yeah. I will say, literally no longer actually means literally. Literally means literally nothing.
It means figuratively.
It means both literally and figuratively at the same time, meaning that literally, literally means nothing.
You literally blew my mind.
Yes.
No, did there.
You didn't.
Well, now it does, because people are stupid, and now literally both means itself and the opposite of itself.
Yeah, people are stupid, especially when it comes to the sex of their babies. Mm. I mean, you know, some of these people in the world.
I'm Ari Temkin, along with RJ Choppy.
That's called Segway.
Filling in this week for Sean Sharif, 105.3 The Fan.
And that's the big thing that I wanted to touch on, because we wanted to get to know you a little bit, because we haven't taken the opportunity this week to really dive into
who I am.
Who Ari is, what you are.
I'm a proud graduate at the University of Kansas.
Ew!
Oh, Mac Engel 2.0.
Yeah, okay, that's enough. We know enough about you.
Okay,
now.
Great.
We don't want to know anymore.
Top three greatest athletes from Kansas. Yeah, I knew it would take that long.
Will Chamberlain.
Yeah.
Well, greatest athletes. Gilbert Brown. You guys remember Gilbert Brown, the football player?
Oh, yeah.
No. It's Will. He's not an athlete. He's like 500 pounds. Will Chamberlain, Gale Sayers, and
Danny Manning.
Sure. We can go with Danny Manning. That's fine.
There we go.
I was going to say Larry Brown, but Danny Manning's fine.
Yeah. Better coach.
Hmm. Chris Harris. Interesting.
Chris Harris, yes.
Deep Tlaib.
And what was your degree in from Kansas?
Communication studies, a.k.a. nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah, no, there's nothing. That's like right up there with mine, which is like a speech thing.
Yeah, speech communication.
That's exactly what it was for communication
studies.
It's
a big waste of time.
Speech comm, baby.
Yeah, that's right.
So, it's the four-year degree is what it is.
Ari said something, you know, because Ari, he's married, he's got a child, and evidently you have
one on the way.
Okay.
I have breaking news. I have a child on the way.
Whoa. Oh, nice. Congratulations.
I have a 2.5-year-old, which is, it's a great age, but it's a horrible age. It's both great and horrible at the same time. And so sometimes I look at him and I'm like, why did I consciously decide to do this again? Why am I crazy?
Did you consciously decide to do it, or was it
her decision?
No, just, I mean,
accidental. Because by the way, it's always her decision.
Yeah.
Always her decision when it comes to kids.
Even when it's not yours. But what I'm saying is, like, it was a planned thing you guys were saying to yourselves. Yes. We've got room for a second.
Sure.
We'll get after this.
I don't think we justify. I'd be like, there's no reasonable explanation for it. Literally.
Like, what? Advancement of the species.
Yes, I'd like to give up more of my money. Yes, I don't make enough. Here's more of my money. Absolutely.
Balance. You got to.
Uh-huh.
You know, you have one of one sex, then you have one of the other sex, and you.
Do you have a boy or a girl?
I have a 2.5-year-old son, Asher.
Okay. All right. Very nice.
He's going to have a faux hawk at some point in his life.
No way.
With the name Asher.
Asher.
What's up, man? My name's Asher Temkin.
Yo. It's a strong name. It's great. It's a strong name.
Have you seen me ride motocross? I'm awesome.
How far along is baby number two?
December is when she's due. You know, baby number one, it's like, you know, the weeks, you're taking pictures every week. And this baby, it's like, I don't know.
Okay.
He's coming at some point.
Yeah, been there, done that. Yeah.
December.
All right, December. So you are
trying to plan this thing around the Cowboys. My wife's not happy about it, but it's just the way it works.
Good planning, the way that you did it, though. You know, hopefully it'll be right near the end of the season.
Uh-huh. I had two fall babies. That was not planned around the Cowboys.
Yeah, because you are now the pre- and post-game show host for the Dallas Cowboys Radio Network. Right. And here on 105.3 The Fan. So imagine if the day happens where she
We scheduled it.
Oh my God!
We did the schedule.
Oh yes, you did schedule birth.
November 30th. It would actually work out perfectly because they play the Saints on Thursday Night Football on the 29th.
And
they don't play again until Sunday. So, the doctor looked at me like I was absolutely crazy.
No, that's understandable.
I had to explain it.
Yeah, you got to explain.
Got a job around it.
Okay, so
that doesn't sound too crazy. No. Like you had kids. We've all, you know, I got a kid. RJ's got two kids. Troy's got three kids. So we've all done that.
Yeah.
No disagreements there.
Right. Now comes the time where you start planning. Now you obviously are not a walking faux pas, so you're not going to have a second baby shower. What do you know? What the baby is at this point?
A human being. Yeah, it's going to be a human. We're going to have a human baby.
Okay, that's good.
We're going to have one of those. We're going to have one of those humans.
Are you going to have a male human or a female human?
So we are not. We're not finding out the sex of our second child.
Oh, God, here we go. You're that person.
Roy, did you find out?
That person is the gender reveal person, okay?
No, that's that person. Hey, nothing wrong with the gender. Gender reveal gets the hate around here. I don't mind it. I know Mark Cuban did one the other day for a couple that's Maverick fans, and I thought it was great, but the people like you... We're going to paint our nursery a neutral.
Yeah, green, gender neutral.
Light blue. We'll go with baby blue.
We're going to paint it neutral and then change the gender, unless they want to change the gender like 12 years from now.
No, here's the thing. So we have a son. So if it's a girl, it's just going to wear boys' clothes.
Wow.
Oh, that's what you're committing already, huh?
Yeah.
No, I don't buy that. Trust me, you're not going to do that.
I don't buy that.
Angelina Jolie did to her kid.
I don't buy that until I talk to your wife about it first.
Here's the thing. My wife is a tremendous planner. So the fact that she would agree to this
is amazing, stunning
to me.
I couldn't get my wife to agree to this. If, like, say, the doctor wrote it down on a piece of paper, put it in an envelope, and said, hey, you open it when you're ready. You know, you go to it whenever you're ready.
Oh, you can't do
that. It would take 3 hours before we were home, before my wife to, like, sneak off, figure out a way to open the envelope up, find out what it was, put it back in, disguise it as if she hadn't figured it out, and then she'd be sitting there biting her teeth for the next like couple hours waiting to tell me, and it would not make it through the night. It would not make it.
There are very few surprises left in life.
This obviously is one. See, Troy found out because he's normal. And I found out because I'm semi-normal. And then Roy found out, and Roy's, I guess, normal too. You're... weird, man. I'm sorry. You're like, this is just weird.
I had to know.
Don't you like surprises?
No.
Not when it comes to, I don't know, life.
Life.
I don't want to. I want to be surprised if I find a quarter next to the car. Yeah.
Like, do you have a name picked out?
I want to be surprised if they don't charge me for extra sour cream when I get my burrito bowl.
We have names picked out.
How neutral are these names?
No. I mean, we have a name for a boy and a name for a girl.
All right. Okay. That's good.
So first of all, I can't believe you're not finding out the sex.
Well, I didn't think it was this outrageous. Listen, like, a lot of people are surprised by it.
A lot of weird people are. but, like, for me, I married a Hispanic woman. So, obviously, we need to find out the sex for the 400 family members on her side that needed to get gifts. Now, you come from a very strong family background as well.
Yes.
How does your family feel about this?
That's a really good question, and I don't know that I'm getting legitimate answers on it.
Oh, they don't even want to talk to you anymore.
Well, it's basically like, oh, that's great.
Oh, that's such a great
that's
idea.
Cool.
So they're being supportive, but they don't believe in it.
Right. It's like a non-committal supportive. That makes sense.
Right.
It's like non-supportive.
Yeah. The reason they're not supportive is because they want to buy clothes and stuff for the new baby. They don't want to just buy diapers.
So let me ask you, what are you doing? Because obviously, as we know, you're loading up on diapers and baby wipes and butt paste and whatever else goodies you need. But when it comes to actual clothes, are you just going to run out down the street once that baby has popped out and, oh, I got to buy all the boy stuff?
We've got boy stuff. We have thousands and thousands of boys' things because of hand-me-downs.
Yeah, it's Asher's. What's up, man? I'm Asher.
So, I mean, you know, for the first couple of days of this person's life, they're... regardless of their gender, they're going to be wearing boys' clothing.
Wow. Forcing someone to be what gender you want them to be.
Wow.
I am so offended by that, Ari. Wow.
Look at you. Just clothing.
You're going to confuse that baby.
Yeah. Man. You want to go and pick their restroom for them, too? Is that what you're doing? All right. So what are the names?
A friend of mine said, like, thousands of years of scientific history, all so that we don't have to be surprised by it, and you are just completely rejecting scientific history. Yes, yeah, absolutely.
What? I don't even know what you just said there.
Because you're not paying attention.
We've figured out to where we don't need to be surprised anymore, is what he's saying. We've come so far, and yet he's still signing up to be surprised.
Like, I'm basically a caveman when it comes to science at this point.
All right, so you admitted it's insane.
No.
Okay.
It's reasonable.
Let me say
this. I think other people are insane. Like, you guys are all insane about how insane you think it is. It's just, honestly, you can't get gifts as clothing, right? What else is there?
decorate, paint the room.
Yeah, absolutely.
You mean, your nursery, I mean, at least mine was, I'm sure Troy's was and Roy's, my nursery was 100% done 6 months before the baby.
Oh, it'll be done. It'll just be very gender neutral.
But you don't have a name on the wall. You don't have the paint color that you want.
Ooh. Yeah. Like when my son Hunter was born, his room was red, white, blue, baseballs everywhere.
Yeah.
And then my daughter Avon came along and it was pink, purple, and two chandeliers. You're just going to have a room. Your child's going to be like Will Smith on that episode of Fresh Prince.
You guys are the crazy
people. Just standing
here.
In a bare room.
You're like, you can't decorate the room and the paint color. You guys sound like the crazy people.
What's
here.
Your theme? What's the theme of the room? Yeah, what's the theme of the room?
Theme?
Yes, what's the theme of the
room? An infant doesn't
need
a theme.
Empty soul.
What?
Empty soul.
Infant doesn't need a theme.
I agree with him on that. I agree with him on that.
It does literally nothing. Except
they won't even recognize
pee
the theme.
And poop and take your money and take your sleep. That's all it does.
He's 2.5 now. Would he even recognize a theme? Asher wouldn't know what a theme is.
No.
I agree with that statement.
You absolutely need a theme. My oldest son's theme was baseball. My youngest son's theme.
You get a theme when they're old enough to like have a themed bed.
He had a giant, a complete wall size map. He had airplanes everywhere.
I thought you were going to say a wall-sized picture of you.
Yeah.
By the way, most of the texters agree with me here. Most of the Autoflex Leasing Fed text, 877-881-1053, agree with me.
Okay, since we've already judged you on this bad choice in life, let's go and judge the names. What are the names for it?
Oh, that I can't tell you.
Oh.
Are you serious?
Yeah, that I can't tell you.
Why?
A secret here.
I think it's a Jewish thing, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I don't know any Jewish people.
Like that
you.
Apparently it's like Jews are very superstitious. So like you're not supposed to tell people the name and different things because
Sandler, call in, tell us about this.
I'm culturally Jewish from a religious standpoint. I would consider myself agnostic, to be completely honest with you.
Okay.
But we're not telling people the names. We're not.
All right, that's fair. I've seen that. It's not. Yeah, I've seen
it. Is it a crazy name?
No.
Okay,
no.
So it's
completely reasonable, rational name.
Okay.
Modern name.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
So like good. Abraham.
Very, very modern. Obviously, Abraham's a very modern name.
Cecil?
Cecil, I don't know about that. All right. Ari does not want to let us know or does not want to find out the sex of his baby.
He doesn't know.
He doesn't even know. And that makes him... That's confusing to the rest of us. But that's neither here nor there.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.